Welcome to Millennial Money Minutes, where we tackle tough personal finance topics in 5 minutes or less, with your host, Grant from MillennialMoney.com and Matt from DistilledDollar.com.
Hey everyone, today we're going to talk about The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. So this was a book that had a huge impact on my life early on. Came out in 2007, the year I graduated from college, and I read it ended up really inspired by the idea of being able to live anywhere and be a digital nomad. I found the concepts very relevant, the idea of how do you save and maximize the value of your time. Personally found it a little bit hard to execute on just at that time. I've since revisited the book again a couple of years ago, so about 8 years after reading it the first time, and I got a ton of value out of it. It's one of those books you can keep revisiting and learn a lot. The simple idea, you can automate many areas of your life, outsource them, and create streams of passive income. What do you think about The 4-Hour Workweek, Matt?
Yeah, for me, I wouldn't say it was as big of a breakthrough book or anything, because I think a lot of the principles Tim talks about are universal. So a big one in the book is the Pareto principle, the whole idea of 80% of your actions basically determine 20% of the results, and then on the flip side, 20% of our actions determine 80% of the results. So it's looking at, from Tim's perspective, from the book, he was looking at a lot of like business case scenarios of, say, you know, you've got 10 customers, two of them are bringing in most of the revenue, and the other eight, you know, do you really need them to grow the business or what have you? So, I basically applied that to a lot of my own like money habits. So I looked at, what was actually benefiting me and what was kind of like, you know, just sitting there idle and not really, you know, being put to use and being, you know, efficient and optimized.
Yeah, I finally broke down and just hired a virtual personal assistant who's taking care of a number of my emails. So I've been working on that. I got that
from
Tim.
How long have you had this guy now?
How long ago? I've had it for 2 weeks. I give it a solid C+. I'm working on it.
I could see Grant's just looking way more, you know, relaxed, refreshed.
Yeah, totally. I'm a lot more mellow. But the big question that I always have from the book, and I've thought a lot about, is, you know, I think a lot of people out there think that they want to work as little as possible. You hear this a lot. Matt and I were just at a wealth seminar where, you know, one of the speakers is like, I get up at 10 a.m., I work for an hour, and then I'm done. I was also just sitting in a coffee shop in Austin, Texas, working for a couple of hours, and the guy working across the table from me got off his phone at about 10:15 a.m. and was like, oh, done for the day now. And he was talking with one of his friends about he didn't have to work for the rest of the day. Yeah. I think that would drive me personally crazy. Even after I reach financial independence, I'm working more now than ever. I'm just really excited about the impact that I can have in the world, and really just love working and really passionate about the projects that I'm on. I can't imagine just only working 4 hours a week. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to, you know, what do you want in your life? And maybe if you did want to live a 4-hour work week, you know, who knows? Maybe you do that for a year or two and you're like, wow, I really need to dive into some sort of project to get back to doing something. So, for me personally, I think Grant and I are basically on the same page here. We both have basically second shifts a lot. You know, it's, you know, we're not looking to minimize our 9-to-5. We're trying to like maximize our, 6 a.m. to midnight, right? So we're trying to optimize every hour of the day. And it goes back to, I think people want to get the most for as little as possible. And, you know, I would say if that's your mentality, I think there's some opportunities you're going to miss, because some things just require hard work. You know, that's just what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that's the golden nugget. I think a lot of things that are worth it, that'll make you happy, do require a lot of hard work. And I think that really, if I have learned anything, it's that when you align with your passion and you explore your passion, money ends up being a happy byproduct or something that you probably don't expect. I never expected to make any money, for example, blogging, but it's turned into a nice side hustle income stream. And it's just, even this podcast, we love it. A lot of people hit us up and want to sponsor the podcast. We haven't picked one that fits. So we just love doing it. And I think we would do it as long as you all are listening. And this is, you know, it's 7 p.m. on a Monday night. We've both been up very early working all day, and we're still here because we love it. And
for now, we're still here.
So check out The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. Hope to get him on the podcast.
Yeah, it's a great book. Definitely a lot of great ideas. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Millennial Money Minutes. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe. If you want us to cover a specific topic, use hashtag MillennialMoney on Twitter or visit MillennialMoneyMinutes.com.